of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by continuing with Gene the Christian Anarchist, who has just returned from another trip to China. Always like to hear what your observations are, Gene. What else did you have to share with us tonight?
Well, I did have to deal with the Chinese internet censorship on this trip.
Really?
And that was a problem, because the Chinese have effectively shut down the internet as far as websites that they don't like, such as YouTube.
Oh, wow.
YouTube is not available in China at all.
Mm.
And the only way, I tried several ways, I had access to my office computer using a remote software.
Yeah,
a remote web desktop service.
Right.
Yeah, and so I was using that to try and set up my office computer as a VPN tunnel so that I could get to the internet, but I wasn't able to get it properly configured. So I did wind up using one of GCN's advertisers, which is patriotinternet.com, and I set up through them a VPN tunnel, and then I was able to access anything that the Chinese were censoring. But
sweet.
It was slow.
So you were able to get around, even you, who had virtually no experience living in China, you're only a guest there, you just visited, even you were able to set up a situation where you could get past the censors.
Yeah, and I was able to talk with somebody at an internet bar, and they weren't able to get YouTube either, because they said that in order to do it, you had to have access to a server overseas. So you definitely, the people in China are definitely effectively cut off from anything
sucks.
The government doesn't want them to see.
What about about Tor the Anonymizer? I wonder if that would help. Are you familiar with that at all?
I went to the Tor website and I tried to get it set up, but it was, and I actually had a Tor program running on my computer, but I couldn't get it properly seated. I mean, I only had like 4 connections, and until you get enough friends connected to your Tor, you're pretty much kind of dead in the water. And I didn't see any way to actually browse the web through Tor. I did see a way to transfer files, but file transfer is not the problem. You know, you can pretty much transfer any file you want. It's getting the news and information from websites like YouTube and certain internet websites. Now, Free Talk Live was freely available in China. I didn't have any problem there. In fact, all of the GCN sites were available. But
Great. They
don't like YouTube, they don't like Twitter, they don't like Facebook, some of those things. They have effectively shut those out. And, of course, I, again, looking for stop signs, I never found any in China. I didn't find any in Hong Kong. I even asked a Hong Kong taxi driver about stop signs, and he said, no, there's no stop signs in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is extremely different, a lot different than China, even though it's Chinese. The supposedly Chinese government.
Do you normally, Gene, do you normally take a trip down to Hong Kong? It's the first time I think you've told us about it.
I went to Hong Kong 15 years ago. Then back then it was British.
But you went today? This past visit as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And they do not have the internet censorship. You can get anything on the internet at Hong Kong. They actually have street protests. You know how they've shut out the Falun Gong in China, and they've been persecuting them and putting them all in jail. But the Falun Gong still have freedom in Hong Kong, and they actually have street posters showing the brutality of the Chinese government against Falun Gong.
It's very interesting how they've been so hands-off with Hong Kong. A lot of people were concerned that when the British handed it back over to China, that there would be a big crackdown. And from everything I've read and everything I've heard, all the stories, the anecdotes, it just hasn't happened. They've really been kind of letting the golden goose live.
Hong Kong is an amazing place to do business because there's no sales tax. There's virtually no income tax. You have the freedom to do all kinds of business. Now, in China proper, in the mainland of China, you also have no sales tax and a very, very limited income tax. So you have a great deal of financial freedom in mainland China as well, much more than we do here in the States. And
Financial freedom is only one aspect. when you're talking about civil liberties, too, it's my understanding that Singapore is extraordinarily free from, you know, an economic standpoint, but you spit on the sidewalk, they're going to hit you with a stick.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch it in Singapore, but I guess Jim Rogers likes Singapore because that's where he moved.
So what other observations do you have for us tonight? Anything else?
Other observations, we went through the Three Gorges Dam and went to a small village there, which was a minority village, and that was pretty interesting.
What is a minority village?
Well, they have several minorities in China, and the minorities in China look like regular Chinese. So the only thing different is their cultures and their traditions, and they definitely had some interesting stuff there regarding the way people used to make grain and grind it. They had all kinds of different things, but it was interesting to see how things used to be done in the old days.
Any trouble from customs on the way back into the U.S.?
Actually, we blew right through customs, no problem. So most of the time, we don't have problems going either way. Now, interestingly enough, when you get on the plane in China, you don't have to take off your shoes to go through security. Now, that's a stupid rule that's only practiced apparently in the United States.
So did you actually, point of information, did you actually travel via plane within China, so from China to Hong Kong, for instance? Took a separate trip?
We didn't this trip. We have in the past. We didn't do it this trip. We took a train from Hong Kong, well, actually from Shenzhen, which is right next to Hong Kong, to Wuhan, which is where my wife lives. It's so convenient to travel by train in China because you can take an overnight train with a sleeper car, and that way you just basically sleep on the train. When you get up in the morning, you're at your destination. So it's pretty convenient.
That's neat. What do you like the most about Hong Kong, Gene?
Well, we stayed at a beachfront hotel this time in Hong Kong, and I really enjoyed the beach and the ferry system going back and forth. You got to see a lot of the skyline of Hong Kong. It's very pretty. They have a lot of tall buildings, and it's reasonably clean and mountainous in Hong Kong.
I've seen some pictures. There's this website that I go to frequently called Interface Lift. And there's people that just take pictures of beautiful things from around the world, and they post them up there, and you can get them at high resolution. And, like, I've got an HDTV, so I get them at HDTV resolution, and it makes for some really nice backgrounds. You've seen these pictures.
Giant pictures.
They're beautiful. And some of the pictures from Hong Kong are just stunning. They've taken photos of the buildings at nighttime, and just all of the neon tracings on the buildings. It's just, just imagining having to go through whatever bureaucracy would be necessary to even apply to something like that in a New York City, for instance, is just bewildering. It would never be approved. There would be no way that anybody could put the kind of neon lighting that they have on those buildings in Hong Kong anywhere in America.
One more thing about the police in Hong Kong. The police in Hong Kong are a lot more like our police than the Chinese police. They have the sidearms. They have the computers in the car. They have, they're more big brotherish looking than the mainland Chinese police. I don't know if they actually are more big brotherish, but they are armed and they do have the computers in the car, unlike mainland Chinese, who doesn't have that kind of technology.
They wouldn't know what to do with a computer if it was put in front of them. Thanks, Gene, for the call. Always interesting hearing stories from across overseas, other places. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Go and find a picture of Hong Kong City at nighttime and just look at the buildings, and then pull up a picture of New York City, and the difference is amazing in the beauty and the awe-inspiringness of the buildings up there. It's really just a striking difference. You can tell immediately that there's a whole lot more freedom to do business in Hong Kong than there is in New York City. It's got to be a really interesting place to live. Yeah, all right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, hate mail. We have recently started on a station down in Tallahassee, Florida. In fact, we used to be on Tallahassee a long time ago. Now we're back. We're on WFLA FM, and we've gotten our second piece of hate mail. The program director is real good about sending on the
from that station?
From a listener of that station. Okay. So the listener sent the hate mail to the radio station's program director. He then forwarded it on to me. We'll share that with you here in a little bit and take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231+. Plus, it's my understanding that Sam is going to be coming in here tonight to sit in with us. He's going to tell about what happened to him today as he was assaulted by a court security officer here in Keene, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, your show. You dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us. Better late than never. Not that you were late, because you weren't scheduled for tonight. So you've come in specially to sit in here on the program. And, of course, we'll talk to you about anything if you dial in at 800-259-9231.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL's in Free Talk Live, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so you can bring up anything. In the meantime, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And something very interesting happened today here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do the show. And Sam, you're a relatively new mover here. You came here in January, and you made a pretty big splash after you showed up at the Keene District Court with a video camera. Now, the first couple times you'd showed up, and you can see footage of this, I think, on the Free Keene YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But the first couple times you went in there, they ordered you to turn the camera off. You refused to turn the camera off, and this was just in the court lobby. And then eventually, once Dave Ridley was arrested for videotaping in the court lobby, for doing the same thing that you had done, he was arrested for that thing, was put up, there was an arraignment for Dave, you attended that, you recorded video at the arraignment, were arrested yourself, you refused to give your name, because of that, they decided to hold you indefinitely in a jail cell, it lasted 58 days before they finally unceremoniously dumped you out the front door. And now Dave Ridley is actually serving out a 6-day sentence for the whole recording in the courtroom. So at this point, we've had two activists who've spent a total of or will be spending a total of 64 days behind bars at the cost of over $80 a day just to show that they're serious about banning cameras from the Keene District Court lobby. Now, they've been allowing cameras in the courtroom, but they don't want them out in the lobby. And then recently they allowed somebody else, another activist, Andrew here in town, also known as 280. So 280 had brought a camera into, because we got more than one Andrew, and so we're starting to have to give people
nicknames. Yep.
And so 280 comes in with a camera, and he was accompanying you as you were looking at some of the papers in your case. He was filming just the papers. He wasn't really filming the bureaucrats or anything like that, though he did film some of the clerks.
Yes.
And so he was operating a camera, and they didn't stop him from doing that.
No, and I actually had my SLR digital still camera.
Yes.
And went through the case file and took pictures of everything right there at the clerk's window, as it says you are lawfully allowed to do under the New Hampshire statutes.
There's a certain statute that says there's a public records, anything pretty much with the exception of the school kids. You can't go and look at the school kids' grades or something. But for the most part, most public records and bureaucracies are completely open to anybody that wants to go in and look at them. And you can either go in and look at them, or you can go in and bring a camera. And it specifically says photographs are allowed. And these are their own rules. It says photographs are allowed, even electronic recording devices. So you could bring a video camera in, too, and use that. And so you had gone in today to the same court lobby.
Actually, we had gone into the clerk's office for the first time.
Oh, also today?
Yes.
I wasn't there, so you're going to have to tell
me. Right. So I was sent in on a mission by my lawyer to get the blueprints in preparation for trial. And so we went into the clerk's office. Now, I didn't notice this on the way in, but there is a new sign, piece of paper, in the lobby that says photographic devices are prohibited from all offices.
Wow. Okay, now this is because of what we did earlier last week, where you and I and a handful of other activists went into the, not the clerk's office, but the revenue office, the tax collector's office, and I paid a property tax bill in all ones. And that video is also up at freekeen.com, also obscuredtruth.com. It's got over 3,000 views now.
It has, yeah.
And so a lot of people have been enjoying watching that, but apparently the bureaucrats didn't enjoy it very much because now they've put up a policy that it was only that cameras were banned from the court lobby. Now cameras have been banned from every office in the entire government building. Freedom of the press, huh?
Well, they're showing how open and proud of what they do in there.
Exactly. So that was on the wall today when you went in for the purposes of doing what you had to do.
Yeah, so we went into the clerk's office. They immediately, there were two of them that started shouting, oh, there's no recording in here, no recording in here. And I had put out on the forum.
Did you get that footage? Do you have footage of a lot of this stuff?
I didn't. Okay. I wasn't recording, but other folks were, and yes, they
nice.
Got it. So all I did was post this morning a few hours before, hey, I need to go get these papers from the clerk. Will anybody go with me? I had like 8 people show up, and
that was a real short notice thing. And like you posted at 9 a.m. or something like that, or 8 or whatever, and
it really wasn't going to be a big deal at all. And it turned out
you didn't think,
yeah. Well, I didn't know about this no recording. I didn't even see the sign on the way in. And
they would have said that anyway. They said that to me a year or so ago when Russell Canning went in there to take himself off the voters' rolls.
Right.
They got upset about me bringing a camera in there as well. They've never liked cameras, and now they're really cracking down, it sounds like.
Right. So we go in, and the lady sitting at the desk eventually just... When we are still recording, she gets up and leaves. We're standing there for a good 3 or 4 minutes, start making fun of one of the pictures on the wall. It turns out to be the first city clerk for the city of Keene. That anyway, they send out an underling who says, "What record are you looking for?" She won't answer any of my questions, like, "What's your name? Are you the custodian of the record?" And she just kept asking, "What record do you want?" I said, "Okay, I want the record of that tells me who the custodian of the record is." So she's like, he walks away, goes back into the office. Apparently, they had to research it. I mean, all I was asking for is the head of the office, because this is the person that's responsible.
Isn't that the city clerk?
Yes, it is.
Patty Little.
It absolutely. I knew that.
Okay.
But I need to go in and ask and make sure that, you know, they're getting me the person responsible for maintaining the records. That's important.
Got it.
So eventually she comes out. I introduce myself.
The clerk comes out?
Yeah, Patty comes out. She says, "What is it you're looking for?" And I said,
And you guys are still rolling tape the entire time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They let that die. You know, when we weren't getting upset, we were just standing there peacefully. I had talked to everybody, "Look, we need to be quiet. We need to be calm, collect, and this will be okay." And they just gave up their objections. Eventually, she came out. She talked to me, asked, "What did I need?" I said, "I need blueprints."
You know what they said back in the back? "They're not leaving." "Go out there."
Your turn. You already answered mine. Okay, so she asked that. She says, "Well, you'll have to submit that in writing." And so I'm like, okay. And I pulled a piece of paper out of my back pocket, which was the 91A request in writing for all of these things that gives them 5 days to respond. And I said, I don't have to submit that in writing if these records are maintained here. You should be able to go retrieve them right now. She says, "Well, we don't have them organized or whatever."
Mm.
So I think I'm going to submit another request that says, "Give me a list of all the records that you keep organized in this office so we know what
so
we
you know
can
what
go
you
in
can
and
ask for.
And they can have to give it right away."
That makes sense.
She took that, and also in there was a request for all of the details of the settlements and lawsuits between the city and any other people for the last 10 years.
Oh, wow. Now, are they going to charge you for this?
Yes, I'll have to pay for the copies of the documents if I want them from them, but I'm going to go in and photograph them. That's
that
free.
That way you don't have to pay for the copies. And there's more to come here. The police were called.
Yeah.
We will get to the rest of the story here in moments. 800-259-9231. Sam is here with us from ObscuredTruth.com. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away, including the chat room. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. During the show is the best time to go in there. You'll find a number of other folks chatting about whatever. So chat.freetalklive.com. It is free. Hey, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You know, we don't even have to do civil disobedience to get involved in issues with the state up here. We can follow their own rules. We can follow their own rules to the letter, and they'll still go after. They'll still come after us with their threats and their violence and their arbitrary nonsense, which is what happened today. Where Sam, you went, you and a handful of activists, you organized this within hours of actually doing it, and still managed to get at least five people to turn out, which is great. Just a real testament to how Johnny on the spot these activists are, and how willing they are to jump out and do something on short notice. But you went into the City of Keene building on the main street area of Keene today with the purpose of just checking on some records. You brought some cameras along because when you check records in New Hampshire, their own laws, their own rules say that you're allowed to photograph them. That way you don't have to pay to have the photocopies made in the office, which is like 50 cents a page or something absurd like that.
Yeah.
So that way you can save some money and you can have your own photos of the documents. So that's what you had gone in to intend to do. First, you stopped down to the city clerk's office. They freaked out about the cameras coming in there because wherever the activists go, there are cameras that are included with them, which is great. The bureaucrats hate that stuff. And so you went into the clerk's office. You hadn't seen the sign yet that said that cameras have been banned from every single office in the building now. I don't know if that includes the lobby area, but essentially, the government bureaucrats do not want the cameras.
I don't think it includes the lobby. It specifically said the offices. What I'm wondering is an office someplace the business is conducted, and the city council room where they hold the meetings, they're clearly conducting business.
Sure.
So did they just ban cameras from city council meetings?
Good question. That will remain to be seen, I'm sure. There's another one coming up here, I think, at the end of the month, so you can try bringing your camera to that and
Great.
See what happens. But you were telling us about the clerk and what was going on in there, and then the story moves elsewhere. So let's continue.
Right. So Richard, one of the other liberty activists,
the minister
here,
of propaganda.
That's him. He wanted to check on Stuart Clark's file and see if he could learn anything in the
Who
case
is Stuart
file.
Clark?
Stuart Clark is somebody that was sleeping diagonal from me in the gymnasium when I was in jail. He was there on a driving violation for a mandatory minimum 1-year sentence. And he died in his sleep, and nobody knows what happened to him. So we're trying to just look into that, see what was going on. And he had submitted a request in writing several days ago. They hadn't responded to it. He wanted to go up and check on it. And while I was just standing around, I wasn't actually planning on going up to the court's office. But I ended up doing it, and I thought I would just pull some other case files. So I asked them for yours to just look into some things. And they went ahead and got him. And by the time, eventually we got the records out, I pulled out my camera and was about to start photographing them, and one of the bailiffs came up.
Now, this is the same bailiff that if you hear the audio, if you listen to the audio when Sam was arrested a few months ago, this is the same bailiff that started to really get into it with another one of the activists and really got up in his face and got angry and has a real temper problem. In fact, he had to be pulled back by the head bailiff who basically said, Ron, and, you know, backed him down at that time. Was there anyone there to back him down this time around?
Yes, the same thing happened today. Towards the end of the encounter, I was standing at the clerk's window, and one of them pushed me forward. The other one ripped me back and almost pulled me down to the ground. And this is after he had raised his voice and gotten very angry, and the other guard said the same thing. Ron, you know, take it easy, or calm down, something like that.
Yeah, so this is the same
head bailiff wasn't there for this encounter?
No, Lance was not there today.
I like Lance.
Okay, so that you pulled out the camera and...
Yeah, so I had the camera there. I was ready to start photographing the records, and the guard comes up and says, oh, you can't take pictures in here. And I'm like, okay, I'm here to photograph the records. How would you like me to do that? Well, you can take pictures out there. And he points to the stairwell outside of the lobby. So I said, okay, to the clerk, I said, okay, the bailiff is instructing me to take these records out into the hallway to photograph them, so I'm going to do that. Oh, no, you can't. You can't take the records out of my sight. So I looked back to him and said, okay, these records can't leave here, so where would you like me to photograph them? Well, you can't photograph them. I said, okay, are you denying me the right to photograph these records? And, you know, we just go back and forth. He told me I couldn't leave the office. I asked, well, I don't care where you need me to photograph them. I can go back there, pointing back to the clerk's office.
Yeah, right.
Because they're saying, well, we've got minors in here. You can't take pictures. I said, well, you know, I'll go wherever.
Because you can't take pictures of minors in public spaces.
Right.
If you went out to the sidewalk, which is a communally owned public space.
Yeah, or the stairwell.
Right, and you could take care of, you could take pictures of minors there.
It might be a little creepy, but you could.
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you took a picture of the Keene, the church at the head of Keene Square, some people might get in that picture. Would those people's rights have been violated? No. Those people are out on public property.
They're just making whatever excuses they can. And it's actually interesting that they've gone ahead and banned cameras from every office in the building now, because the old excuse for why you wouldn't be able to have cameras in the court lobby was, well, there could be minors and rape victims in there, and they don't want to be photographed. But what are they going to say now? What's their excuse? What is the status apologist excuse going to be now for why they banned cameras everywhere?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
So, yes, we will. So when I suggested that I could go back into their office and photograph the records I was looking for, boy, he got angry and just said, you will not go back into that office.
That's a restricted area, sir.
I mean, it scared him to think that we would go back on his little fiefdom back there.
Yeah.
So essentially, they just refused to let me photograph the records.
Which is against the law, because the New Hampshire law says that specifically that you're allowed to photograph these records.
But it's not against the law, the bureaucrats and what they say. See, the bureaucrats can make their own law whenever they spew out of their mouths.
Well, they're not making their own law. They're breaking the law with the things that they're doing and saying.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
now, the fact that the law won't be enforced by the law enforcement officers.
See, that's just it.
That's the problem.
There was something later that I did show up for, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but just to interject right now, when Sam went and talked to the police about this, because he went and basically called the cops on the people in the court lobby, when he was talking to the police lieutenant, the police lieutenant reminded Sam that it was his interpretation of the law. So he didn't know. He didn't think the law was necessarily...
I don't care. I don't really know what this says, but we interpret it differently. We interpret it in favor of the
bureaucrats.
Well, he
actually admitted to not having read the law.
Of course he
has. The cop admitted that he hadn't read the law, and then he said, well, that's just your interpretation. They'll have to investigate it first to determine whether or not the law was broken.
Well, and I asked the bailiff if he knew if he had read RSA 91A Section 4, which says specifically that, recording is allowed.
Yes.
And he said, no, he hadn't. And I said, well, are you here to uphold the law? And he said, no, he's not.
This is the bailiff you asked about?
Yeah.
He is not a law enforcement officer.
Yes,
he is. Of the court.
He swore an oath, didn't he?
I don't think they did, but he does have powers of arrest. And they threatened to take me off to prison, which, seeing as how he doesn't have a car or any way to transport me, I would take that as a personal threat. So he was threatening, I guess, to kidnap me.
Yeah. So then what?
So they essentially...
And what about the other activists during all of this? I mean, you were at the window doing your business with the court, and you had a handful of other activists back there, some of them with cameras. Whether they were recording or not is unknown at this point. But what were they doing? How are they being treated by the court bailiffs?
They're sitting on the benches, just being quiet, kind of observing what's going on. Eventually, through this whole ordeal, the bailiff, after he doesn't get anywhere with me, he goes around and starts grabbing people's cameras.
Wow.
Or not cameras, but telephones out of their hand. And, he goes and harasses every single person in there. And I'm like, sir, can you please stop harassing these people?
He figured he'd pick on them because you know what you're... I mean, you are the experienced activist in his mind, and he's going to go pick on the little guys.
So I start telling them, don't consent to these searches. And, he continues this tirade, and eventually I get fed up and call the police.
So did he successfully take the cell phones from any of the activists?
He did from one and then gave it back real quick.
Interesting.
I think he realized he made a mistake.
800-259-9231 if you'd only realize he made a whole bunch more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things you can do, most of them completely free or very low cost, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, to bring Free Talk Live to more ears via the MP3 players around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a continued crackdown on freedom of the press here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area, where activists today found out that the cameras have now been banned from all government offices here in the city of, or at least in the city of Keene building. They've been banned, and that's because we went in there earlier this past week and recorded me paying a property tax bill in all ones. They didn't like that very much. They certainly didn't like it when you went into the district court a few months ago and recorded up there in the court lobby. They didn't like it when Dave Ridley did the same thing. You guys both went to jail for that. And so now they're threatening the other activists with jail if they bring cameras in to record what is supposed to be public business, what is supposed to be public property, public officials doing a so-called service to people that on the job, on the record, as Dave Ridley points out, but apparently not in Keene, New Hampshire. So you went in there today to do some business where you were checking on some records. And the court bailiff basically assaulted you at least once, maybe more than once. He was trying to steal people's camera phones from their cell phones, whether or not they had a camera on them. He was trying to take their phones from them. He did back down on that issue, but still, this guy was up in your face being very rude, and you were just trying to take pictures of some court records, which even in their own rules says you can do that.
Yes.
What else have we missed?
And I have to do that in that office.
Because they won't let you leave.
No, the law actually says that the documents cannot leave the office. So if he won't let me take pictures in the lobby, if he won't let me go into any of the other rooms back there, how am I supposed to photograph these records as the law says I am allowed to do?
It's a fine question. And he didn't have an answer for that, of course, because
no,
he's just making
care.
He's just enforcing an arbitrary rule that was come up with allegedly by the judge. There's a sign on the wall up there. This it's now infamous, I think.
Oh yeah, he said, you know, oh, we've been through this before. You know what the sign says.
The sign is, of course, completely unsigned. It's just a piece of paper that's been typed up that says cameras aren't allowed in the court lobby.
Yes, and I actually today in the course asked for that. First, they refused to give it to me. I'm talking to the clerk. The bailiff is yelling over my shoulder, oh, he's already got one, which I don't have one. One what?
Just
one of the order.
Okay.
That's on the supposed order that's on the wall. So they took
the unsigned order.
Again, they took it out of the case. They brought it back, photocopied it, and then the clerk gave it to me. And I asked her, I told her, I need a stamp copy that's certified that this is from the clerk.
Mm.
She refused.
Wow.
Refused. The stamp machine was about 2 feet to her right.
Usually it's no problem. Usually they'll just, if you're going turn a document in, they'll stamp your copy to show that they received it and all that.
Yeah, she would not do that.
What is she hiding? Who's she protecting?
I don't know.
Well, we don't know because it's unsigned, so anybody could have written
it. And you couldn't
take
a picture of receiving it from her either because the cameras aren't allowed there.
Right.
Freedom of the press, though. Freedom of the press.
So gosh, man, there was so much that happened.
Yes, really. I wish I could have been there.
They decided that eventually the judge would have to hear this. And I'm like, oh, really? Because that's not what
to
the
hear
law
what?
Says. To hear
an exemption for you to take
have
pictures?
To hear the issue or whatever, the fact that photography is banned in the lobby and I'm there in exercise of the law to photograph some records, the judge has to apparently hear that and figure out what to do. And I'm like, really? It doesn't. Can you show me where it says that the judge has to have a hearing in order for me to do this? Because I didn't read that section.
Mm. No, I can't.
No.
We said so.
So that was at 2:00. The judge was going to hear it at about 3:00. And so then they tried to take the records back. And I'm like, no, I'll review them in the meantime. I'm not done examining these records.
Right.
And she's like, well, but I have to stand here.
If the office is open, you should be able to review those records.
What the law says. And she starts saying, well, I have to stand here. We're really busy. And, you know, if you sit there and look at the records, I'll have to wait here for you.
Aww.
And I looked at her and I said, it sucks when people waste your time, doesn't it?
Ooh. You know, that's going to bring people to the same critique that I've received for doing the dollar bill protest. And that is that I wasted people's time by
and
going
taxpayer dollars. How about the time that government wastes of the citizens when they bring when they pull this kind of garbage?
Right, I agree with you, but that's going to be something that you're going to hear from people is that Sam, you went in there just to waste people's time.
This
with
was
this.
A non-issue, Ian. This was 10 minutes. I get the records, I photograph them,
right.
Take still pictures of them, and leave.
They made it into an issue.
They
by
turned it into
you.
Yeah, into an hour and a half ordeal sitting there in their lot. Actually,
just like they did
no,
when we were
it?
There with the dollars. When I was paying with the dollars,
yeah.
They could have just taken the money, counted it quietly, and processed me through. But no, they come in and make a big deal out of the cameras being there and turn it into a scene.
Yeah, and we were there for 2.5 hours.
Today.
Sitting in the lobby. So the guys, you know, they're tired of getting harassed and so forth. And, you know, at one point I would say, if you just stop hurting people, this will all go away.
Mm-hmm.
And they start laughing. They've got the bailiffs and some of the police.
We like hurting people.
There. So then Dan and Marcus, two of the other Keniacs, start having a conversation about government and its authority and so forth, and you know, just spreading the message of liberty and talking to where they probably were hearing it.
They are going to love it when we start doing courtroom outreach, aren't they?
Oh yeah,
because that's coming soon. I think I don't know how soon it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but eventually, I think what we need to do is get activists in there on at least a monthly basis, if not more often, if possible. And go in for an arraignment on like a Monday morning, 9 a.m., when they have the whole room full of victims, you know, people that the police have pulled over for speeding and possession of marijuana and all the piddly crap that has no victim,
mm-hmm.
and have some sort of flyer that we can hand out to those folks. And just an outreach flyer. Hey, are you under attack by the state? We care. We're interested. Whatever the text would be, just the whole idea of being in there reaching out to people will really set them off. Then they'll ban flyers from the
right
from the court.
So
and then they'll ban flyers from the building when we go downstairs and hit them as they're coming in.
And then what are they going to do when it's out on the sidewalk?
It's all city property. They could ban it. They could just ban
we
anything
own this.
Anywhere.
Yeah. No leafleting. So the police finally show up.
You called them.
I called them, yeah. I called the business line and asked for an officer to come out and respond.
So you didn't call 911?
No, no. Because in New Hampshire, there's a law, if you make a non-emergency call to 911, they can charge you with that. And it
gotcha.
Wouldn't surprise me if they would try and do,
yeah.
pull something like that. Let's see. So the cop that responds walks through the lobby and then
the first floor lobby.
No, the upstairs lobby.
Oh, he did care. Okay.
I never saw him. I told the police who I was, so he could have said, "Hey, is Sam here?" Didn't bother to do that. Left. I call back to the police station. I'm like, "Where is this guy?" Well, he came through and didn't see anybody. Well, I need him. You know, how am I supposed to know who he is? There are other police officers coming in here for court. He made no effort to. You know, seek me out or anything.
Customer
room's not that big.
The customer service stinks.
Yeah.
Well, too
yeah.
bad. Pay your taxes, citizen.
So eventually he comes back and walks in as the bailiff is trying to pull the court documents from my hands that I'm in the middle of reviewing.
You weren't done, but he was going to insist that you were.
Yes, because they didn't, the clerks were just too busy to stand there and watch me, look through the records. And they wanted them back, and they were not going to let me see them. They were not going to let me photograph them. And the
all
police officer
law.
Comes in. Yeah, police officer comes in and says, "Are those their documents?" And then he helps the bailiff rip them from my hands, give
wow.
them to the clerk, and he says, "Well, I explained this is
he's
against
not
the
unbiased
law.
Or anything."
He says, "Well, we can go out in the hall and talk about it," and then walks out.
So he wanted you to follow him.
Yeah. Well, I'm not leaving there because, you know, I still have business with the court, and I'm trying to explain that this bailiff is acting in a disorderly manner, stepping on my foot. He hit my hand. He got in my face. He was raising his voice. He was acting unreasonably.
You know, had they never had any of these issues in the first place, had they allowed cameras in the court lobby in the first place, had they allowed cameras in the courtroom, no problem in the first place, none of these consequences would ever have befallen them.
No.
None of them would have. Had they allowed you to just come in and take those pictures, as you said, it would have been 10 minutes. You'd have been in and out. Of course, you would have had to take the pictures because they never would have arrested you in the first place if they had allowed this to happen. All of this is a great example of what you resist persists.
Yep.
They are continuing to do violence. They are continuing to harm activists. They're continuing to harm peaceful people that aren't activists. And as long as they keep up this behavior, as long as they continue to initiate force, we will continue to bring cameras around and continue to be a thorn in their side because somebody's got to.
They're breaking
this.
The law, that's
they,
why.
Well, they are breaking. There's that, too. There's more to this story, right?
There is.
All right, we're going to get back to it here coming up in Hour 3. Also, we're going to take your calls. So we'll take some calls after the news, and then we'll jump back into your story. You can hang out for a little bit, right?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
More on the way here with Sam, and if you're holding on. By the way, I got the quote from the cop. I got the quote from the cop on the radio after he left, after he had talked to you. I've got the exact quote here. We'll read that in a few moments.
Oh,
it's Free
great.
Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.